Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
There you go. Get ready for the Shop and Save Westmoreland International Air Show this weekend. And joining me, the man, Gabe Bonzo at Arnold Palmer Regional Airport. Gabe, you've been around a few semesters. The 100th. Pretty impressive. Good morning.
I wasn't here for all 100.
I understand. You know. I got you.
So, yeah, it's our 100th anniversary since our first air show, and we got a great one for you this year.
All right, walk us through it.
Well, we're international. Snowbirds are here. Most of them are here. They've been battling weather all over the country, so the rest of them should be coming in today. And the F-16s are here. We're looking pretty good out there. Starting to take up some ramp space with airplanes. We're anticipating a lot more. But, yeah, we think it's going to be a great show. Being that we didn't have any show in January, we thought we were going to have a little festival at the end of the year to celebrate our 100th year anniversary. And lo and behold, the Snowbirds said, hey, we can come. We said, okay, come. So,
and these shows attract a lot of people, as you know, Gabe, but give our own Paul Rasmussen, our anchorman's big fan. He's coming out. How many people do you anticipate over the 2 days, Saturday and Sunday? And by the way, it looks like it'll be dry.
Yeah, that's very nice of you to take care of that for us, Larry. We appreciate all your help. We anticipate probably 50,000 on the field, another 50 around us. Every person in Lawson Heights has a picnic. And, we get a lot of people that live around the airport, and we anticipate, 100,000 strong, easy. For the show, but it's on the field probably about 50,000 over the 2 days.
Gabe, curious to know for people who are going to be heading out your way about parking and what time to get there.
The best time to get here is between 9 and 10 in the morning. There's a lot of things to do and see. There's a lot of static displays. There's quite a few vendors, and you can do everything from buy gutters to, buy a tractor and, play. You can come in and jump in the bouncy house or fish in the fish pond or do whatever you want to do or eat sausage until the cows come home. But there's all kinds of things to do. And we ask you to be here between 9 or gates open at 9. If you're here by 11, you're usually in pretty good shape. The traffic doesn't get too bad.
We're with Gabe Bonzo with the Arnold Palmer Regional Airport. It is the Shop and Save Westmoreland International Air Show. I'm going to recommend Paul not do the bouncy house. Anything else is good. So you have what I love sometimes – the classics. You know, you have some of the aircraft, and I think just seeing some of these legendary aircraft is so much fun to see them flying by.
Well, we have the C-54, that Berlin Airlift. That's actually a flying museum. It talks about the Berlin Airlift. It's an old four-engine prop plane that they used during the Berlin Airlift, and it tells you a lot of the history. And we also have the Corsair. You remember the program Black Sheep Squadron? That's that airplane. And P-51 Mustang will be flying with the Corsair, and they call that the Class of 45. So there's a good tribute to World War II. And also we have the Vampire, which is a DH-115 de Havilland. That's a jet that's like one of the first jets developed back in the Vietnam era. And it's going to be here performing. So, yeah, it's, you know, you got the Snowbirds, the big deal. You got the Viper lighted up. And you got a bunch of warbirds and a lot of stuff to look at. And we've got the West Point parachute team. And those guys really do a nice job for us. But the Snowbirds, this is the only air show on the East Coast for the Snowbirds this year. So we feel pretty fortunate.
So, Gabe, I'm assuming that you're going to have the parachute display right before the Snowbirds. When is that on the schedule for?
The parachute guys go. They actually open the show right around noon, and we don't have a final schedule just for weather changes. But they usually go around noon, and then they'll go one more time, probably in around the P-51 and the Warbirds mid show. So the show starts at noon. It runs till about 4, and you know it's pretty compact as far as the show is concerned. But like I said, there's a lot of things to see and do. So you can spend the whole day here, eat whatever you want. We have every version of food that you possibly want. And just a lot of things to see and do. And just enjoy the day and enjoy the dry day.
Enjoy the dry day. I'm shocked that you didn't mention the big Idaho potato truck is coming.
Oh, yeah. Shop and Save gets us the big Idaho potato truck and the Shopper Chopper, the 300-horsepower shopping cart. I mean, geez, can't pass up on those. Those are always fun to see. And we got some NASCAR cars. We have funny cars. We have monster tractors. I mean, you know, it's just wonderful. And we just think it's a great show. It's an international show. It's our 100th anniversary. It's a big deal. It's a good big doings for us this time.
All right, Gabe. Good luck this weekend. It looks like Mother Nature will cooperate. It is going to get a little warm, but I think you'd take the trade-off with dry weather Saturday and Sunday.
Well, Mr. Palmer was in charge of the weather, so it looks like he did a good job for us. So we really appreciate it.
All right, Gabe. God bless you, brother. Thank you.
Thanks, Larry. Take care.
So I'm looking at the webpage for the famous Idaho potato truck. Yes. Are you ready for this? It's an 18-wheeler. You can't miss this thing.
No, it's a giant potato.
It's a giant tater on the bed of this thing. It's really funny.
From a distance, it looks like something else.
Well, I mean, at first, what went through my mind was is that the Idaho potato people had a food truck, and they were, you know, slinging all kinds of delicious potato-type deals. But no, it's just it's a big display. It's great.
I remember if you leave potatoes sit, they start to grow. You know, the eyes of the potato, they start to grow. And I remember this farmer telling me, look at that. They are all bedangled and contorted. Like, really? That was
I can tell you one thing. With a high of 95 and sunshine on, you know, Sunday and much the same, a little bit cooler on Saturday. But with that kind of weather, they're going to need to make extra lemonade for that event.
Hydrate. At 5 top stories, driving the day's news every weekday afternoon with Colin Dunlap, brought to you by Service Master of Greater Pittsburgh, Demand the Yellow Van. It is our newest federal holiday, Juneteenth. And joining us, Judge Cheryl Lynn Allen, who became the first African-American woman to be elected to Pennsylvania Superior Court. A Pittsburgh native, went to Penn State, then went to the University of Pittsburgh to study law. Judge, good morning. Welcome back.
Good morning.
You're one of those rare individuals who went to Penn State and Pitt at the same time. So when they used to play each other, you were conflicted, maybe.
Not really. Not really. I was pretty much a diehard Penn State fan.
I got you. So, Judge, what does this day mean to you, since you were somebody who's broken through the glass ceiling in a very, very important role in our country?
Well, it's just a memory that, or it just serves to remind us that we continue to make progress in the recognition that all men and women were created equally, and that in this country we all have an opportunity to develop and to become and to develop our skills, to develop our talents, and to really realize the American dream.
You are somebody that women in particular and all people should celebrate, but you've also shown that by achieving this level of the law that it's possible.
Yes, and that's what I really think it's so important for women and men of all ethnicities to understand that it is possible. And I unfortunately, we hear too many people pending or overlooking the progress that we have made as a nation. You know, we are among the few among the first nations in the world to outlaw slavery. You know, we had a history of slavery in this country, but we've overcome that. And not every country can say that. And I can say in my own.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Life, the opportunities have been there. It took a lot of hard work. Sometimes there were setbacks. And I'm not going to sit here and say that there were not occasions when along my journey, I did not experience racism and discrimination, because I certainly did. But then there were obstacles put into my pathway, but they were not insurmountable obstacles, obviously. I was elected to Common Pleas Court in Allegheny County, a county whose African American population is less than 13%. And the same can be said for the state of Pennsylvania. So while there were obstacles, they were obviously not insurmountable obstacles. And I find that as I traveled throughout the state running for Superior Court, most people want to see good people in office. And there were always people who were willing to help me all across the state, just because they thought I was a candidate worth supporting. And it had nothing to do with my ethnicity.
I think that's the heart of it, isn't it, Judge, where you don't want to use that as even a descriptor. You know how they used to say in sports, oh, the first black quarterback, or, you know, isn't or coach, or it's nice that you reach a place where you're not talking about that. It's in your situation, you're a judge, you're a superior court judge.
I've campaigned in some parts of Pennsylvania where I can honestly say there was no one in the room who looked like me.
I'm sure.
But fortunately, there were many people in the room who held my values, who looked at the world through the same lens and shared my worldview. And they supported me. They were the people who worked the hardest for me. And so, you know, back in the 60s, when I was maybe going through the civil rights movement, and, you know, when I was a radical, I might look at a person of a different ethnicity and assume certain things until they proved otherwise. Now, today, I assume that people want to do the right thing and that they want to be fair and just until they, I assume that about them until they prove otherwise. And that's the way I approach life. And I can honestly say, traveling across the state, I've met many people, made many friends. And even to this day, even though I'm not a candidate, through my work with the Pennsylvania Family Institute, I still come into contact with many of those individuals. And, you know, I've learned to judge people, as Dr. Martin Luther King said, by the content of their character. And I found that most people do the same as it relates to me. Now, of course, there are those exceptions, but I look at those exceptions as people who have a problem. They're not my problem.
Well said, Judge. We celebrate you and your achievements on this day, too. Thank you.
Thank you.
Judge Cheryl Lynn Allen, the first African-American woman to be elected to the Pennsylvania Superior Court. And when you hear her attitude, you understand why she's been successful. K-Morning Show, Larry Richard with Anchorman Paul Rasmussen. Every Thursday, we check in with the good Dr. Mike Hutchinson of Animal General, LaSalle Plaza in Cranberry. And Doc, good morning.
Good morning, Larry and Paul. How you doing?
Doing well. Did you hear? And we'll probably talk about this next week, the effect of this heat wave that's coming, where we could break records in the mid to upper 90s next week. That's tough on pets, too, outdoor pets.
Yeah, that is. And we have to be very careful, especially the older pets and the brachiocephalics, like the bulldogs, the squished-in faces, the pugs, Boston Terriers. Dogs like that have trouble enough breathing, so you want to be very, very careful in hot, humid weather.
Hey, and Dr. Mike, let's talk real briefly about that kind of temperature outside and the difference in temperatures on concrete and asphalt.
Yeah, very important, too, because they can burn their pads. People think they're protected, like they're almost invincible, and every year we get animals into the clinic that are dead lame because they've either abraded their pads running around the swimming pool on the pavement, or they've burnt their pads. And so it's always wise to be aware of that, because if it hurts our feet, it could hurt their feet too.
All right, we've got some questions. This one right off the top, I love it. Rachel in Swissville. How can I tell if my senior dog's hearing is fading or if he's just ignoring me? Are you talking about the or the husband?
Exactly. You know, that's a good question. I like that question, because they can lose their hearing as they get older. It can be gradual or it could be sudden. Overnight, I had a Labrador that at 12, the next day he couldn't hear me at all, and he was deaf. So some things you can do, you could take a pan lid behind him, you know, about a foot behind him if he doesn't watch you, and drop it and see if he reacts to it. That's a good way to check their hearing. I mean, the only way we can do it is to anesthetize them, and I can't do it. I have to be a hearing specialist. Anesthetize them. They do neuro tests on the ears. And so we do the same thing that I'm explaining now. You know, the treat bags, the doorbell, if they're not responding to those things, they probably are losing their hearing. So those are the things I do. Use your voice in different tones, see if they respond to it, and go from there.
Tanya in Fox Chapel is asking about pet cameras and if they're helpful for separation anxiety, or do they just make it worse? Oh, good question.
Good question, too. Yeah, it is. Well, Tanya, if you get a two-way camera, well, you know, where you can talk and they can hear you, obviously, that's what you're talking about, it may be helpful, but there are cases, and we've had this happen, where the behaviorists have talked about it, where when they can't see you but hear their voice or hear your voice, they become more anxious. So you have to do it gradually. Give it a try. I mean, it's worth a try. I know when I'm away on vacation and not with my wife, or I'm away speaking like I am now, when I call my wife, she'll put the phone up, the FaceTime up to the dog, and I'll talk to them, and they respond.
That's so
cool.
Hopefully
it works for you.
My buddy Jimmy Kren says that when he's traveling, he keeps the dogs, you know, his mom watches them, and she'll say, "Jimmy, aren't you going to say hi to Larry?" Larry's the Chihuahua. and he's like, "Mom, I got to go. I got to say hi to Larry." And she'll put the dog in, and he'll hear. And then he starts talking to the dog, and he's expecting an answer.
I do the same thing. Hey. I actually answer for them.
Hey, Dr. Mike, on a related topic, as long as we're on the separation anxiety, does it help to get a second dog? Would a companion help straighten some of that out, if not all of it?
You know, that's a veterinarian's favorite advice. You need a new puppy.
Job security.
That always solves the problems. So it could help. And you know, a lot of times that does. You're absolutely right. I had one dog that I adopted, and he had separation anxiety at the beginning. We had other dogs. We had cats and dogs. But he was new to the family, so it was, I think it was a lot on him. But eventually, you know, we did the tricks, the things that you can do when you leave him, that you can take those, I can't think of the Kong toys, and you can fill them up with a little bit of peanut butter and leave it for them to lick on. In the summer, a great treat is to plug up one end of it inside of a coffee cup with peanut butter, and then fill it up with chicken noodle soup, low salt, freeze it, and then give it to them before you leave, and it gives them a great frozen treat that they'll lick and do something with for the next 20 minutes. And a lot of times that's enough to help them through that separation anxiety when you leave.
All right, one more question from Becca in Robinson. Is there a safe way to clean my cat's ears at home, or should I leave that to the experts like you, a vet? And thanks for being so helpful, Becca says.
Thanks, Becca. What I would do is, if there's an odor or discharge, of course see your veterinarian for that. If you just see some wax in there, I don't recommend Q-tips, because you could push wax into the canal and rupture the eardrum, and that membrane can be easily ruptured. So take a cotton ball and a vet-approved cleaner. You can get them in the, you know, pet stores, or you can mix some rubbing alcohol with white vinegar, two-thirds, you know, more rubbing alcohol than the white vinegar, two-thirds and one-third, and then you can soak your cotton ball, and you can wipe the excess wax, you know, from the ear flap. If that's what you're talking about, that's a really good, safe thing to do. If you're thinking about anything going into that canal, I wouldn't do that. I'd let your veterinarian do that.
All right, and you recently traveled to the Redwood Country. How was that?
Oh, I loved it. I mean, when you see, it was my first time. I know there's several people have been there, but when you see a tree that's 30 feet across and you look up and you can't see the top, I mean, you're thinking 300 feet up there. It's just amazing. I love the woods anyways, and I just had a wonderful time. I didn't see any ticks.
Thank God.
Dr. Mike, do they still have the tree, the sequoia that you can drive through with the hole in it?
Yeah, and of course, we had seven of us. I had three granddaughters and you know, Michaela and her husband and my wife and I. So we had a bigger car. We had an Expedition XL, and ours couldn't quite fit through that. So we drove up to it, and then we let the kids get in the middle, and we took pictures. But, yes, they still have it.
That's great stuff. Well, Doc, have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next week. The summer solstice begins tomorrow.
All right. Great talking to you. I'll talk to you next week.
All right. Dr. Mike Hutchinson, you can go to animalgeneral.net. We have a link at kdkradio.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.